The term red state, referring to a state likely to support George W. Bush, and blue state, meaning a state that supports John Kerry, have become standard political jargon this year. But Congressman Mark Kirk of Highland Park says that doesn't tell the real story of how the November election will turn out.
Across America, in towns and counties, when we count the ballots in November, we will find, in general, rural communities will reliably vote Bush. And inner cities will reliably vote Kerry. And this election will be decided in America's suburbs.
Kirk and other members of Illinois' delegation to the Republican National Convention held a panel discussion to address the issue of suburban voters. David Brooks is a conservative columnist for the New York Times and author of two books on life in suburbia. He says Republicans are losing their long-held grip on the suburbs.
But in a lot of races, these highly educated, inner-ring swing areas are trending toward the Democratic Party, and it's a problem for the Republican Party. And the reason they're doing that is because of a split in the educated class. If you are a manager, if you work for a corporation and you're an executive, the odds are you vote Republican. But if you're a professional, if you're a doctor, lawyer, teacher, journalist, somebody in a media company, the odds are increasingly that you vote Democratic.
Brooks says the suburbs are becoming more socially, economically, racially, and ethnically diverse. They also are more moderate, especially on moral issues like abortion and gay marriage. John McLaughlin is a Republican pollster and analyst for Fox News Channel. He says there are opportunities for moderate Republicans to both gain ground for the party in the suburbs and support the national party effort. He says the lineup of speakers at the national convention is a great example.
Republican voters are saying, we're united because we need to fight against terror, which is why you saw Rudy Giuliani, John McCain, you're going to see Arnold Schwarzenegger, you're going to see George Pataki, you are going to see pro-choice Republicans enthusiastically support this president because they feel the country's at war, and this is they're putting this their differences aside so they can win on that issue.
Both McLaughlin and Brooks say moderate Republicans who address economic issues like job creation and social issues like health care reform can tap into the minds of the suburban voter and keep them solidly in the Republican column. Congresswoman Judy Biggert of Hinsdale says communication is the key. She says moderates need to develop a way to energize the suburban base.
Moderates don't really get out there with an ideology, don't talk about what the ideology is, while the conservatives have the message. And because of that, moderates think, oh, well, you're going to be fine. We don't need to come out and vote in the primary. So if you look really at that in the suburbs, at least where I am, the turnout is a lot different.
Biggert says while the idea of more moderate Republicans helping the party keep a hold on the suburbs is a good long-term strategy, it may face its biggest test in the primary elections. That's because the more conservative wing of the party has a better track record in recent years of getting out the vote. Reporting from the Republican National Convention, I'm Jonathan Aull.